reveal
Triple M's
your secret.
Supergrass.
I want to tell you my secret.
Pagey. Gus, are you ready for a little bit of gossip and innuendo?
Cannot wait, Maddie.
Yes,
well,
please.
Let's bring him in. Supergrass, hello.
Morning, Grill team. I start with AC/DC. They're touring Australia in November. Now, they haven't announced their support act yet, but the rumours are rife in the music industry that their plan is to offer a large sum of money to get an Aussie band back together to be their support act. Apparently, they've approached Powderfinger, Silverchair and Jet with a mountain of cash to do this, and they actually believe they're a real chance of pulling it off for the fact that that's why they went so early with announcing their second shows. Bands typically do that once they've sold the first one out, but they went second shows in every city prior to that happening.
Well, that's interesting. I would make a suggestion to Angus and Brian that maybe they should think Wah Wah Nee or the Shantuzies or maybe Men Overboard, something like that. What do you think, gentlemen?
Does it have to be Australian? I mean, what about Right Said Fred? Fly him out for it. I mean,
what? Or Boney M?
I've got a rumour here that I wouldn't mind running past Gussie to see if he can confirm it. Hugh Jackman has announced last week his retirement as Wolverine. Two things I'm hearing. One, he's just saying he's retired to actually up his price because the whole film industry knows that no one else can sort of play that role. And two, he's actually argued with the studio for quite some time over the amount of training they expect him to do to get in shape for that role.
Look, I reckon that Jacko loves Wolverine. It's probably the character he loves playing the most. It's very hard for him to get in shape to do it. He's trying to get in shape at the moment for an X-Men before doing the last Wolverine. So I think it's just, you know, at the end of the day, he's closer to 50 now than 45. And he's thinking, well, I don't want to put myself through all the drama. And it's certainly not down to money. He's getting paid very well and has done for a while.
I remember he came on last time and I asked him about his training regime. And he said, how old are you now? And I said, I'm over 40. He said, yep. He said, when? He said, for the last couple of roles I've had to do, he said, I've had to train twice a day and a really strict diet.
He gets woken up every 3 hours by the alarm, goes down, chucks a bit of protein in the microwave and some broccoli, and he has to eat that every single 3 hours.
I couldn't do that for $50 million. I just couldn't do it.
55?
Yes, I could.
a certain radio host has actually asked that companies don't sponsor his show due to his past addiction. So these are particularly companies relating to that addiction he's asked not to sponsor his show.
Well, what companies
would have to be gambling, wouldn't it?
Well, gambling. If it's gambling and alcohol, it's not going to leave him a lot more to advertise his show.
Maybe it's pornography. Does it rhyme with Dan and Maz?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Cab charges in the media, I'm sure the Grill team is familiar with these. They hand it out to people to basically get them around. Well, there is a person in the media who is talking about a cab charge he loaned to an Australian swimming gold medalist who needed to get home in a hurry, said it was an emergency and a $10 cab fare. They took the cab charge off this person, used it a week later to go to a function in the Blue Mountains and back, and racked up $500, and this person got in a bit of strife over it.
Wow.
Wonder who that could be.
Was it you and Dawn Fraser again, Gus?
We'll have to guess on that one. Thank you, Supergrass. Talk to you next week.